This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health, Fitness, and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with former high school math teacher turned mixed martial arts MMA champion, Rich Franklin. He has competed in the UFC for nearly 12 years and is one of the sport's most recognizable faces. Since putting his career on hold, Franklin has become a vice president for the Singapore-based mixed martial arts organization, ONE Championship. While his longtime passion is health and nutrition, Rich recently teamed up with American Biotech Labs, or ABL, to release Armor Gel, a nano-silver-based wound dressing gel for athletes of all ages that provides protection against external bacterial and pathogens. Rich, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I think that's the most complete and best introduction I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you certainly deserve it, and it is our honor as well. So tell me, what sparked your interest in the topics of health and nutrition, for starters?
Well, growing up, I was kind of the runt of my family. And so initially, my interest in health and nutrition was one of which I just wanted to put on muscle. I didn't start from a high school football team. And after my senior year of football, I was just looking to get bigger. I was nose deep in muscle magazines and learning about things, like learning about macronutrients, proteins, and how important that was for building muscle and stuff like that. And that was initially my interest in health and nutrition. But then as I got older and as athletics became my profession, it became more about recovery from workouts and basically just helping my body recover and to be able to train at 100% every workout that I had to get in the cage. But I think also a lot of of social factors, like my father passed away about 8 years ago now, but he died very, very at a very young age of 56 of a heart attack. And so through the years, my interest in nutrition has kind of progressed from these self-interest of how can I put on more muscle to how can I perform better as an athlete, recover better to how can I just live a healthier life in general. And it's just kind of been this progression. It's not something I'm interested in. It's definitely a lifestyle for me.
So why did you choose to partner with ABL Silver to launch Armor Gel?
Well, interestingly enough, I was in LA at the time. I had recently opened a cafe out there, an organic juice and bakery kind of cafe. And I went to a health show in Anaheim, and I was just walking through one of the aisles and happened to see their booth. Kind of caught my eye, so I stopped. With my profession in athletics, I'm on grappling mats a lot, and so just with the sparring that I do, just sparring in general, like I'll get cut sometimes, maybe by a glove or a punch or something like that, or sometimes you'll scrape things on the mat. And then of course the mats themselves, there's just a lot of bacteria bacteria and fungus and stuff like that. Like as fighters, we commonly run into things like ringworm and staph. And in passing by the booth, I started talking to these gentlemen and this product that they had. I try to live, I guess, as holistic or organic of a lifestyle as possible. And so I'm very limited on the amount of, like, for example, like pharmaceuticals I put in my body. So when I passed by this booth and they had this gel, this gel that was basically like for scrapes, cuts, burns, a wound dressing gel. And it kind of caught my eye. So I got to talking to the guys at the booth and I said, look, I'm really interested in this product. I would like to work with you guys. And they were excited about it. So we started working together. And since I've been working with the company, Armor Gel is a product that I don't leave my house without this gel. Every time I train, I have a tube in my bag, or even when I travel, I've found that there are a lot of uses for the gel aside from that. But, you know, essentially like just something as basic, like the other day I was doing some conditioning at the gym and I had scraped my knee pretty bad on the AstroTurf of the gym. And then I had to go in and grapple. And so my knee is bleeding a little bit, but that's just basically a window for bacteria to kind of get in my body. So in that sense, I can throw some Armor Gel in that, and it basically creates a barrier protection from all the bacteria and the fungus and whatever may be residual on the mat from the previous class, or if the mats weren't cleaned well enough or something like that. So this is a product that works really, really well for me in my industry.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. Break it down. Tell us more in detail, what is Armor Gel exactly?
Armor Gel, it's a non-toxic gel that you can apply to your body. If you have any kind of first or second degree type of burn, I've used it on sunburns before. You can use it on any cut or any kind of like laceration that you may have, anything like that. But it's non-toxic. There's no alcohol in it. It's non-petroleum based. You could actually eat the gel if you wanted to. But it's a silver-based gel, and it's a nano silver. It's not like silvers that are previously before it. Like ionic silvers, basically they have a charge to it, and once the silver actually bonds to something, it's no longer useful. But the technology that we use in Armor Gel, it has the ability to just continually bond over and over and over again with several substances in the body. And so that way it has the ability to basically attach to bacteria and attach to different kinds of fungus and stuff like that. It's been in trials, it's been shown to be very effective against things like staph and ringworm and different yeasts and stuff like that. And so it's basically something that I can use in my arsenal, so that I don't have to take, in the event that I were to, you know, get staff or something like that, I don't have to like constantly riddle my body with things like antibiotics.
And that is about as good of an explanation as you could ever get. Today we are with mixed martial arts MMA champion and the UFC's most recognizable face, Rich Franklin, talking about how to stay in your game with Armor Gel, a nano silver-based wound dressing gel for athletes of all ages that provides protection against external bacterial and pathogens, here on eHealth Radio's Health, Fitness, and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Rich, what are the various uses, and is it just for sports?
No, it's not. It's not just for sport, but, you know, I'll tell you, just to kind of talk about sport here for a second, I think there was an article that just recently came out that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think it's their kicker, who is looking at possibly suing the Buccaneers because he caught staph in their training facility. And I don't know the circumstances under which he caught the staph, but in a situation like that, you know, had he had maybe some sort of cut on his leg and it was because of some dirty equipment or something that he sat on, this would have been a perfect product for him. But, and like I said, you know, I mean, I every time I go to the gym, I take this product, but, I use this product on a daily basis. One of the main things, like one of the weirdest uses I use this for, is that when I get on a plane, like I'm sitting on a plane, and the silver, when you do put this on your body, you won't be able to tell. It's not sticky. It doesn't form any kind of crust. It just kind of, it soaks into the skin almost like you're putting on like a non-greasy lotion, or maybe an aloe or something like that. It feels like you can't even tell that you put it on 30 seconds after you put it on. But I'll put it on my face like when I'm in a plane. You'll see a lot of people that fly in a plane and they'll wear like medical masks. So I'll put this stuff on my face and kind of just rub it in the tip of my nose. And like I said, once you apply this silver is historically, if you look at the uses of silver, it's been an antibacterial agent throughout history. For example, I'll sidetrack here, but when like the tradition of throwing a coin into a fountain, that came from people used to put silver coins in their wells and stuff like that to keep the water in the well from going rancid, because the silver coins would fight the bacteria. And so essentially that's what the silver in this Armor Gel does, is it creates this barrier protection to fight the bacteria. So I'll put this like on my face and kind of in my nose and stuff like that, and it'll form a barrier protection so that when I'm in a fuselage of a plane, this is just an environment of it's basically a cesspool for bacteria. It helps create that protective barrier to keep me from getting sick and stuff like that. And this is one of the things I do to keep myself from getting sick, because I do such a tremendous amount of international travel.
Speaking of international travel, certainly sounds like you're busy. What's up next for you?
I don't know what I'm going to do about my fight career yet. I have one fight on my contract, but I'm working, as you mentioned in the introduction, I'm working for one championship that's based in Singapore, and we do shows all over Southeast Asia. We did a show in the Middle East in Dubai last year. We opened up in China finally, and so we're basically an Asian-based company, and we're all over Asia. But you know, the demands on me for my job and stuff over there are quite tremendous. And with the amount of travel that I do, I'm not sure how feasible it is at this point in time for me to conduct a training camp to prep for a fight. So we'll see. I head over to Asia next month, and we have a show actually in the home country where the company is based, out of Singapore. We have a show in late May in Singapore, and then I'll stick around for a show that we're doing in early June in China. And I'll see what my next move is from there.
Awesome stuff. Certainly has been good to have had you. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on Armor Gel and also how they can connect with you to see what you're up to?
Yeah, my stuff's real simple. You can check out my website, richfranklin.com. There's a link to the Armor Gel there, and the link on the Armor Gel, there's an informational page that'll kind of describe some of the basics of it. But you know, I tweet out about it, and you can follow me at Rich Franklin on Twitter or my Facebook. The links are on my webpage, richfranklin.com. But, yeah, the information is there. And if, you need somebody to talk to about it, you can just go onto that link and you'll be able to connect with somebody very easily.
Rich, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with mixed martial arts MMA champion and the UFC's most recognizable face, Rich Franklin, who has recently teamed up with American Biotech Labs, or ABL, to release Armor Gel, a nano silver-based wound dressing gel for athletes of all ages that provides protection against external bacterial and pathogens. And once again, the website that does it all, it's Rich Franklin. .com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health, Fitness, and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.